WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. It's Encore Week, featuring our favorite music interviews from 2002. Today we feature in-studio performances. This year marked the centennial of Richard Rodgers' birth. By the time he died in 1979, he had become perhaps the most prolific and influential American theater composer. His songs have had long lives outside the theater, performed by jazz musicians as well as pop, rock, and opera singers. We celebrated Rodgers' centennial with a concert performed by singer Rebecca Kilgore and pianist, singer, and songwriter Dave Frischberg. They've each recorded many CDs, and they've made a few together. Their latest album of duets is called The Starlit Hour. We're going to hear the first part of their tribute, which featured songs that Rodgers wrote with the first of his two long-term collaborators, lyricist Larry Hart. Rodgers and Hart worked together from 1919 to 1942 and wrote such gems as Manhattan, Where or When, My Funny Valentine, and This Can't Be Love. Here's Rebecca Kilgore and Dave Frischberg, recorded last spring. Rebecca Kilgore, Dave Frischberg, welcome back to Fresh Air.
Hi, Terry.
Thanks, Terry.
Let's start with a Richard Rodgers song, his first song that made it to Broadway. Do you want to introduce it, Becky?
This is a song called Any Old Place With You. It's from a 1919 Broadway musical comedy called A Lonely Romeo. There is a railroad around Lover's Lane, and the conductor is you. My heart goes faster than any old train, right on schedule too. All is ready for our honeymoon, I've a route in view. Our express leaves morning, night, and noon. Travel with me, please do. We'll melt in Syria, freeze in Siberia, negligee in Timbuktu. In dreamy Portugal, I'm gonna Portugal. Ancient Rome we'll paint anew. Life would be cheerier on Lake Superior. Oh, for far Peru. I'll go to hell for ya, or Philadelphia, any old place with you.
Not bad for a 17-year-old or 16-year-old. That's about how old Richard Rodgers was when he wrote it. Well, we just heard one of the early, more obscure Richard Rodgers songs. Let's go to one of the best-known ones that he wrote not too long after. This was from 1925. I think it's one of the songs that put Rodgers and Hart on the map.
Right. I read that it was supposed to be in a show that was going to run 2 to 3 performances, and it ended up running over 100.
You think this song is one of the reasons why?
I think so, yes.
Everyone's going to recognize it.
Summer journeys to Niagara and to other places aggravate all our cares. We'll save our fare.
I've a cozy little flat in what is known as Old Manhattan. We'll settle down right here in town.
We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx, and Staten Island, too. It's lovely going through the zoo. It's very fancy. On old Delancey Street, you know.
The subway charms us so.
When balmy breezes blow.
To and fro.
And tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently gliding.
The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy.
We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy. We'll go to Greenwich, where modern men itch to be free. And Bowling Green,
at Brighton. The fish you'll frighten when you're in your bathing suit so thin. We'll make the shellfish grin, fin to fin.
A short vacation on Inspiration Point we'll spend. And in the station house we'll end.
But civic virtue cannot destroy the dreams of a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy.
Oh, that's great. That's Rebecca Kilgore and Dave Frischberg. Dave, I'm wondering if, having played Richard Rodgers tunes back-to-back for this show, if you've been noticing any things in Rodgers' music that you maybe hadn't noticed before.
Yeah, one thing is evident to me, and that is when he wrote with heart, it seemed that these were songs that were really food, fodder for jazz musicians. Jazz musicians could mess around with them and change them around, and they were very... He harmonized the songs sometimes in an ambiguous way so that jazz musicians could play with this stuff. When he began to write with Hammerstein, his music changed in a way that it was tough for a jazz musician to monkey around with what he had done. You had to write it, you had to sing it and play it the way he wrote it, otherwise it didn't sound right.
Give us an example of a, well, here, of a Rodgers and Hart song.
Well, that... a Rodgers and Hart song, for instance, that would illustrate ambiguity of, you know, the ambiguity of the way he harmonized, you know, it's Ship Without a Sail. That's the melody he wrote, and he, I think this is the way he harmonized it on the sheet music. But, and here's another way I've heard people harmonize, and it sounds just as good, I think. The F sharp in there, you know. And there's another way you can do it too. You can start with a different chord. And they all sound right to me. That's a characteristic that's maybe Rodgers-like. Harold, you can't do that with a Harold Arlen song, for instance.
Well, why don't you play that whole song? It's a beautiful song, A Ship Without a Sail. It's from 1929.
Yeah, I like this song. All alone, all at sea. Why does nobody care for me? When there's no love to hold my love, why is my heart so frail? Like a ship without a sail. Out on the ocean, sailors can use a chart. I'm on the ocean, guided by just a lonely heart. Still alone, still at sea. Still there's no one to care for me. When there's no hand to hold my hand, life is a loveless tale for a ship without a sail.
That's a beautiful song.
I like it.
Rebecca Kilgore, you have managed to find a few really obscure, I think they're obscure anyways, Richard Rodgers songs. You want to introduce the next song for us?
Yeah, it's really been fun finding these songs that were unknown to me. They were in Hollywood for 2.5 years and wrote this song for a movie called Hallelujah, I'm a Bum, which is about a homeless man who lives in Central Park and leads a community of down-and-outers. It was sung by Al Jolson, and it's called I Gotta Get Back to New York, and I'm wondering if it was partly autobiographical, a wish that that they were feeling at the time.
Way up north, the sun'll always shine. That lovely Hudson Tunnel is my Mason-Dixon line. Where the tempo races, let me be. Those great wide open spaces are places that smother me. If I'm in Miami, Budapest, or Rome, I'll always shout, okay, New York, the prodigal goes home. I'll climb up that Woolworth and kiss every floor. The subway makes music for me with a roar. I'm dying to feel that I'm living once more. I've gotta get back to New York. There's only one statue, I know you'll agree. That dame with the torch looking over the sea. The smell of the Bronx here is perfume to me. I've gotta get back to New York. Train, keep on going, train. I'm riding home again. Feet, keep on stepping feet. I'll never say retreat. New York is New York, and that's all you can say. It gets in your blood, and it's in there to stay. I'm one of 6 million who can't keep away. I've gotta get back to New York.
We're listening back to our Richard Rodgers Centennial Tribute featuring Rebecca Kilgore and Dave Frischberg. More after a break. This is Fresh Air. Let's get back to our tribute to Richard Rodgers featuring singer Rebecca Kilgore and pianist, singer, and songwriter Dave Frischberg.
Becky, you've put together a medley of songs, or a medley of song might be a better way of describing it. And this is actually a great portrait of a song and how the character of a song can change when the lyric to the melody changes.
Absolutely. This is the same melody that was given three lives by three different sets of lyrics. The first is from a movie called Hollywood Party. It was sung by Jean Harlow, but later deleted. It's called Prayer.
Oh, Lord, if you ain't busy up there, I ask for help with a prayer. So please don't give me the air. Hear me, Lord. I'm a Garbo in person with Gable while they're rehearsing, while some director is cursing. Please let me open up my eyes at 7 and find I'm looking through the Golden Gate and walking right into my movie heaven, while some executives tell me I'll be great. Oh, Lord, I know how friendly you are. If I'm not going too far, be nice and make me a star.
Well, then it was turned into a torch song in a movie called Manhattan Melodrama. It was sung by Shirley Ross in a nightclub scene. It's called The Bad in Every Man.
What is the matter with me? I'm just permitted to see the bad in every man. Oh, hear me, Lord. I could be good to a lover, but then I always discover the bad in every man. They like to tell you that they love you only, and you believe it though you know you're wrong. A little hall room can be awfully lonely, and a night can be so very long. I'll alter my plan and overlook
look if I can. The bad in every man.
And the song's final, Lifetime, is the one that we all know and love so well. And it was not in any movie or show. It was just a standalone hit, a runaway hit.
Blue moon, you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. What I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon.
When we're lucky enough to get you both together, Dave Frischberg and Becky Kilgore, for a Fresh Air concert, we insist that you do a duet. So you did a duet on Manhattan. One was not enough. Would you do another duet for us?
Good. This was sung by Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney.
You don't know that I felt good when we up and parted. You don't know I knocked on wood, gladly brokenhearted. Worrying is through, I sleep all night, appetite and health restored. You don't know how much I'm bored. The sleepless nights, the daily fights, the quick toboggan when you reach the heights. I miss the kisses and I miss the bites. I wish I were in love again.
The broken dates, the endless waits, the lovely loving and the hateful hates, the conversation with the flying plates. I wish I were in love again. No more pain, no more strain. Now I'm sane, but I would rather be Gaga, the pulled out fur of cat and cur, the fine mismating of a him and her. I've learned my lesson, but I wish I were in love again. Sigh, the blackened eye, the words I'll love you till the day I die, the self-deception that believes the lie. I wish I were in love again.
When love congeals, it soon reveals the faint aroma of performing seals, the double crossing of a pair of heels. I wish I were in love again.
No more care, no despair. I'm all there now, but I'd rather be punch drunk. Believe me, sir, I much prefer the classic battle of a him and her. I don't like quiet, and I wish I were in love again.
I Wish I Were in Love Again, written by Rodgers and Hart for the 1937 musical Babes in Arms. It was performed by Rebecca Kilgore and Dave Frischberg. This was an excerpt of our Richard Rodgers Centennial Tribute. It was recorded last spring at the NOLA Recording Studios in Manhattan by engineer Jim Zack with Bill Moss. Rebecca Kilgore and Dave Frischberg's latest album of duets is called The Starlit Hour. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.